Guys, if you're watching this, make sure you subscribe. If you want to watch the whole thing, you can watch it on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today we've only got Sophie and Jamie.
Click.
Can I just ask a question?
Here we go.
If you were going to say, would you start with Sophie? You'd say Sophie and Jamie. You wouldn't say Jamie and Sophie.
I'd probably say Jamie and Sophie because I did it last time. I thought, I've got to switch things up a bit.
What do you mean? This is my first time on it. Sophie and Jamie.
Usually though, I don't know why. Maybe this is the inner sexism in me, but sometimes I do put the man first.
I wouldn't. I'd say Grace and Seven.
I'm going to switch that Grace shit up. Grace and Quarterzip.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Grace and Jeremy.
Try and guess Grace's boyfriend's name.
Here we go.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I do. I know that is a shock.
Scott.
There's a lot to unpack there. No. You've got one more guess.
Go, it's more like foreign.
Where does he live?
Just need a clue.
Where?
Croydon.
Croydon.
He's originally from Norway.
No. When was Billy a Norwegian name?
Billy.
Yeah, so no, that's
is not. Is that short for William?
No, but everyone says this. His mum did just call him Billy. And fair play to her.
I just wanted you to guess a Norwegian name.
I don't know what I'd say, like Frank.
I would say Francois.
I would say Heidi.
But in that one.
Hayden? I don't know.
Hayden.
Anyway, we're going to dive straight into it. You both made in Chelsea, right?
Mm.
Back in the days.
Yeah.
You were there first.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know how you started on there. Did someone just go, do you want to be posh on TV? Or what was the...
I think it started like that because they were basically like, so at the beginning it was something called like Chelsea Girls. So they were like, okay, we're going to shoot something called, Chelsea Girls. Oh.
Sorry, was it?
That was the original thing.
I watched from the beginning, major fan over here.
It does help. But before it was named Chelsea, it was Chelsea Girls. That was that's before it was even put on TV.
Fine.
Okay. And then they changed the name to Made in Chelsea. Oh, and that name. Oh,
well, mate, you don't like Made in Chelsea.
Do you think it's a good name?
I think it is. It's like eye catching, even though it's a name.
Mm.
I wonder who was actually made in Chelsea.
Me?
No, you aren't.
Yeah, what?
Made in Gloucestershire.
I was made in the John Radcliffe in Oxford, and then I was then made in Chelsea because when I moved to London, I lived in Kensington, like the people from Parent Trap.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway,
stunning.
What happened was.
Stunning.
Yeah, stunning. What happened was is that the name created the show, and they were like, you're posh. You should come on this TV show. And I was like, really? Okay, great. I'll come do it. And that's kind of happened. But I did it for like a long time.
That's kind of happened.
Yeah, that's kind of happened.
How did they recruit? I suppose that I'd walk around like Chelsea and see who has the accent and go, ever heard of this?
Mm.
Would you like to do that maybe?
Mm.
And I think maybe they do that.
I think that's kind of what happened.
Yeah.
I think they walked around and they were like, okay, I feel like you're...
No,
posh.
Surely you were friends with the people who were already on it.
But I was, but that was even before it started.
Rich people and connections, you know, that's incredible.
They were like, you look rich.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
Wait, even better, your parents look rich. Do you want to
therefore? Is it the same for you then? They just were like, I got
a little Facebook message.
Oh, that is rogue.
Yeah, I did.
Christ.
Facebook message now and again. And I was like, surely this is a fake thing. And then I went on it.
Did you, who did you fancy before coming on?
Why do you always ask me this?
Because I want to know the truth.
I wish I remembered. I feel like it was Andy Jordan.
Do you know what was dark times about them? The truth was dark times about them. You've grown. You know,
I've grown.
You're a better
person
now.
I've grown. If I could take my mind back to it and remember, I'd
cast your mind back. It was so juicy back in the day. Lucy Watson, and she did not give a fuck.
She didn't care.
She did not care at all. It was so juicy.
Mm.
I fucking loved it.
Yeah, it was great. And also there was like no filter because I think what happened back in the day is we didn't actually think we were being filmed. And then we would watch it back and
didn't
be like,
"It would go out."
Yeah.
I quite literally never knew I was being filmed even till the day I left.
Really?
I used to like storm off crying, and they'd be following me in with a camera, and I'd be like, "Well, they're obviously not filming me with like my tampon next to me." You knew exactly what you were doing. Jamie walked out and was like, "Great TV."
Oh.
I was like, "Hey,
cheated on me.
Are you seriously saying that you didn't know what was going on the whole time?
I thought whatever happened, I'd just go to them because I was quite close with them all.
Yeah.
So I thought, I was like, please don't do that. Like, don't make me look bad. They were like, all right, don't worry. I'd watch it
next
week.
There
I am, like, snotting out my nose.
But that's a common theme, crying on reality TV.
Oh my God.
Just crying with me. I think I did 3 years of just crying. That's all people saw.
Did you have any, like, preconceptions? Is that the word?
No, of, like, I was so naive. My dad was like, he had to turn it off because I was so
Because you were so awful. I don't think...
I also had these, like... I had these eyelash extensions, but lovely.
Yeah.
You know, I would get them now. I'm allergic, so I found out. But I went full force Russian eyelashes. They were... Right. I mean, they were...
Thick.
They were thick.
Fair.
And my dad's like, whoa, what? He kept trying to say,
what's wrong with your eyes?
And then one day I got an allergic reaction to them and they still made me film. They were like, don't worry.
Yeah, but you with like puffy eyes.
Yeah, but Sophie had an allergic reaction to it. And then Sophie had another allergic. This is a strange thing about Sophie.
You should get some antihistamine. Do you know what I mean?
Pop it every day.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to everything. Like dust in my eye right now.
But Sophie does. Sophie does it. We went on a trip to Mexico, our first like trip together.
Right.
And Sophie then the night before said, oh, I'm gonna get my eyelashes done. I was like, okay, cool, whatever, fine. She got the same eyelashes that give her allergic reaction.
I'm gonna get them tinted, but yep. I was like, it's been a year. Mm. Obviously, I'm not allergic, I'm quite hardcore.
You're immune now.
Yeah,
we took off and I'm not even kidding you.
Burning alive.
We were in business class.
Yeah.
All right, legend.
Yeah, what
else? No need for that.
Just painting the scene.
Yeah. Look, just get the scene. We're in business class.
Sat behind each other because you didn't book seats together. So
bastards.
I was like,
that's what I was gonna say, because I didn't want it to sound like I wasn't sitting next to you. And then I suddenly get the tap on the shoulder and I look around. Honestly, it was like Quasimodo.
Oh, that's
2 hours
sad.
In, 10 hours to go.
And she was like, is it bad?
You were like, no.
So I then Google, you know how you have to get on like the Wi-Fi and you have to pay for it?
Again, so relatable.
Yeah. You do, you have to get on the Wi-Fi.
Take out a mortgage to get an hour of Wi-Fi on the plane. Yeah.
12 quid in half an hour.
I had to get the Wi-Fi and I was like, and I was like, what happens if this happens? And the first thing that came up was, you'll go blind.
You did not tell.
No.
I was going to say, like, emergency land now.
Firstly, just to set the scene, we'd already been told off by what's he called? A steward?
Yeah, steward.
Because we were canoodling. I was like, sorry, I gave him a kiss. Jesus Christ. I'm quite a prude over here. And then I had to go up to him and be like, do you have any oil? Because it said the only way to eat it was. So I was going like this with olive oil, mini olive oil, 16 on
That's
me.
A low point.
Yeah.
I would 100%
say. I landed with oil all over me, no eyelashes.
Like you had like a happy ending on the plane. It was awful.
Speaking of which, have you ever joined the Mile High Club?
I fly EasyJet. There's no room.
You've never done it?
There's honestly no room.
I've never done it either.
Are you sure?
Why are you saying that?
Oh, I just could.
See me. I'm really angry. Wish this was real alcohol.
I haven't had sex on a flight.
Well, why are you acting so sketchy then?
Like, I don't know. I would never be in the mood. I'm all.
You're a bit dirty on a flight.
Diazepamed up. Do you know what I mean? Getting on the plane. Mm. Although once we had this private jet thing for like a brand.
Oh, hello.
And I was like, if I wanted to, I could. But it's a bit bumpy, isn't it, on planes? I think that could cause an injury somewhere.
Yeah. I had a friend at school called Milo who...
Is that your story about the mile?
Well, I'm about to tell you, I had a friend at school called Milo who honestly came back to school and he like kicked open our like common room door, screwing it like it was some sort of Western. He went, boys, you'll never guess what I did. And we're like, what, Milo? And he was like, sitting on the flight between my brother and my sister, had a wank.
Fuck what? Off.
And he thought he had joined the Mile High Club because he had a wank.
No. His sister definitely clocked as well. I'm sorry. I'd be like, I've got to call social services. Yeah, that's mental.
Just hold it.
Did anyone? No.
I had another friend called Adam who said, that's
why are you naming Shane? Bloody hell.
Sorry, Adam. I had another friend called Adam.
Say his surname.
Adam. Yeah, I'm not going to say his surname. I had another friend called Adam said, it's not as bad as me. My grandparents were driving me back to school and he said, oh, can I get into the boot? Because he said, I want to get in the boot so I can pretend like I'm a dog. And he got into the boot and had a wank.
It'd be nice to be a boy sometimes, I do think.
Grandparents didn't give a fuck about him. Imagine putting a child in a boot. Imagine if they got pulled over for speeding and he's just in the back there having a fucking wank.
broken neck.
They'd be like, what on earth has happened in this vehicle?
Don't stop.
Yeah,
but nearly that. So I got stopped when I was naked.
Fucking hell.
I would hold on to the boot. they were trying to open it up.
No, please stop.
No one's in there.
No one's in here.
How the fuck did we get onto wanking in a boot? I don't even remember the original question.
Wanking, being caught wanking in a boot.
Well, I'm not getting any ads on this one, am I? I'm not getting ad revenue on this pod, so... Thanks for that.
Just getting caught wanking in a boot.
It's going to be a hard month for me.
Getting caught wanking in a boot would be the lowest.
Yeah. Do you think? Yeah. I reckon. What's the weirdest place you've had a wank?
I know. Loo. A toilet.
Why have you done that then?
Well, I remember once I sat on your knee and you went and had a wank when we were mates. Like, to me, that's like my golden hour. I'm like, oh, just me sitting on his knee.
Made him rise.
My God.
That is mental.
But I think, guys, I think what happens, if you're quite sexually driven,
I think we need to.
Sexually driven?
Well, I don't know.
What on earth kind of phrase is that? When you're horny. What on earth is sexually driven about?
I don't know.
What kind of phrase? When you're sexually driven.
When you have a high sex drive.
Actually quite creepy.
It's
like going to a sex party and being like, are you sexually driven?
Oh, do you know what? I could see you guys doing like
Shut up, Grace.
No, I could. I could see you guys. What's it called? Like a swingers thing?
No, killing kittens.
Okay.
I could not do...
Are you joking? I'm the most...
No, I think... Oh, really?
No, I'm not. Am I? Let's change the conversation.
Do you think you would be good at a sex party?
Are you fucking joking? No, I'd be like, don't touch me. Ew, what's that?
I'd be a bit self-conscious. I'd be like, can I keep my top on?
I'd be like, can I keep my knickers on?
Yeah, I'd see all the other women and be like, actually, maybe I'll take it off.
You think you'd keep your top on?
Yeah, I think, and I'd ask to turn the lights off too.
Obviously.
I'd just sit there on all fours waiting for something to slip in.
What is it? Like some sort of goat. I'd be like,
don't make it bestiality. Or like, that's that. Like, you've made it weird. So
you would wait on all fours in the dark with your top on.
Yeah, that's how I do it usually. Just wait for Billy to get his shit together.
Billy's
turned it off now.
All fours are on the floor. It's time.
I love the idea that you've never seen Billy without a
with his quarter zip on. He keeps it on while he's in the room. I love
it. He never takes it off.
I just got him one for his birthday as well, bless him. Because I was watching your pod with Joe and George and you mentioned it and I was like, yeah, no, I should probably actually add that to my list. Well, thank you for that.
Oh, it's so good.
Anyway, what was I going back to? Yeah, so you guys were friends before.
Yeah, we were friends before.
Do you not scared shitless? Because Jamie, back in the day, was a dog. Mm-hmm. A dirty dog, weren't you?
Yeah, you were a dirty, dirty dog.
Were you nervous or no?
No, not really, because I thought it was a quick in and out. Not as in that.
We're going back to the swingers party.
No, we're not going back. I didn't think it was going to be something serious.
Did you really not?
No.
Why didn't you think it was going to be something serious?
He's offended now. Look, yeah. Off the wedding.
I also had just come out of a relationship. Really serious.
So I had just come out of a relationship as well. And then
not hard though, to be fair.
Yeah.
That was like a revolving door.
Oh my God. Yeah. I was just going from, I was in a lot of different relationships. And then I came out of the relationship and then I met you. But the weird thing was, I don't know if you've ever had this, maybe you have it with Billy.
Oh no.
I'm scared.
You're not going to say this.
What?
He is.
What am I about to say?
Give me the clickbait.
I was not about to say that.
The atmosphere was electric.
Sexual drive is electric.
My God. I did say to you though.
Also, why is this fleece done up to the top? I slept in that the other night. It's definitely nothing.
I was going to have dribble all over it.
What, did you really sleep in it?
You were like, Sophie, wake up, you're wearing a fleece and you're boiling.
It's like, what's that?
I was dripping in sweat.
I know, yeah, yeah. Go on, you need to get up, hurry up, get up. No, when we were mates at the beginning, we were mates. And then, I don't know what happened. Like, I think, I suddenly started to fancy her in South Africa. I suddenly realised I fancied you. And then
suddenly realized, like an epiphany.
I remember you came out in like a bikini and I was like, oh my God.
Oh, fuck's sake. Yeah, I have not the opposite effect for 3 months. That's why.
No, but it wasn't that, but I never saw you as like.
I was like really whacking out.
Honestly,
my ex had moved to Australia. So I was like, right, sure.
I'm going to get my shit together.
And I got.
I don't actually, this is the truth. I haven't said this before. Honestly, right. Sophie and I were such good friends. And we were always awkward. I was always awkward around her for some reason. I was a bit like, oh, I don't, you
touché,
know. Yeah, I was a bit like awkward or whatever. And then you came out, we were in South Africa, you came out in this grey bikini. And I was suddenly like, oh my God, she's a woman. I was like, I just suddenly realized that you were like...
You saw her tits.
Yeah.
And that does happen to men when they reach puberty.
I like that.
And they realize.
That's what it was.
That is sweet.
It's just suddenly... sweet. To me, I take that as a compliment.
As
lovely.
You should, yeah.
Why do you take that as a compliment?
Because I've been working really hard at that moment. I've been boxing. I didn't drink for 3 months. It's all gone down the drain now.
Yeah, you just came out and you were suddenly... I was like, oh my God, she's so hot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're not right. God. But are you...
And then I had a wank again that night.
No, he did in the middle of the loo. When we were sharing a bed, oh. And he kept going to the loo in the middle of the night and having
oh
a wank.
Oh my God.
No, that is not
spilling red all the
raw
beam.
In the morning, multiple times. That's crazy.
Red raw. I can't.
Anyway, yes.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm glad you're together now.
Yeah.
It's working
honestly,
out.
It's like this is.
It's like, yeah, you're spilling everything. You're not as like revealing as this on our podcast. But have you ever, dated a friend of yours?
God forbid, no. Because do you know why? When they get to know me, they think, oh no.
Really? Oh, Billy didn't.
No, that's because Billy was drunk at first. And then on our first And then on our first date, I kept getting him drunk. And I was like, if I keep this up for a year, it will be in too late to then go. And it actually has worked incredibly well so far. It's worked incredibly
That's
well.
That's a great idea.
I couldn't date a mate. Because once they're my mate, I'd be a bit like...
You couldn't
you know
do it.
I mean? Yeah. And if they saw me in a bikini, they'd be like, when were you a 12-year-old boy? When did that happen? So it just, that wouldn't have the same effect at all.
I saw you on Pete's podcast where he said...
No.
Basically called you a pepperami with a hat or something.
Yeah, no. And during my live show as well, he was like, yeah, you've just got a really long back with a slit down the middle. And I was like, how have you got this confidence now? We've met once.
So you got just a long back with a slit
in the middle, like the little pepperami man. I was like, maybe I'll just leave the show to you.
How about that? He said that you had like a pepperami that has a hat on.
Yeah, I never wear hats. So that's actually not factual at all, to be honest.
Oh but my God.
You guys just did your live show.
Yeah.
And I'm really embarrassed because I thought you actually had Robbie Williams on.
I think loads of people still
No, I was that. Telling everyone, I was like, do you see they had Robbie Williams
like,
on? Yeah, I was like, I've had fucking Pete Wicks. We'll really step up that shit for the next one. Really step it up.
Yeah, everyone thought that we had Robbie Williams. And
they
we
still
did.
Do.
Yeah, but in my defense, you put on your story guide Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
With a man singing a Robbie Williams song. So I thought, well.
Yeah. That was the point. We wanted to have Robbie Williams, and so we got a fake Robbie Williams. Yeah.
Jamie thought he would get Robbie Williams. He was like, I'll get Adele, don't worry.
I'll message him.
He was like, don't worry, Lewis Capaldi, tight.
That is the biggest lie.
My mum still thinks Lewis is coming to the wedding. I went to a family dinner the other night, and my mum's family friend went, will you set Amy up with Lewis? He's coming to the wedding, isn't he?
Now you've actually got to make that happen.
Because we're having our wedding, and like we've like teed it up because obviously we've done our podcast about it and things like that.
Not we, you.
I think we both teed it up now. Anyway, we've done our podcast together, and I think everyone's expecting like a big surprise at the end. Nothing's happening.
Oh.
There's no surprise.
Okay.
There's no surprise.
Expecting like Margot Robbie coming down like on a string.
I think you could. If you just say multiple times every podcast episode and just put that on TikTok, someone has to come through.
Okay, let's do it now. Who do you
Lewis Capaldi is coming to our wedding.
Look in that camera.
Lewis Capaldi's coming to our wedding.
No, no, hang on a second. You're not going to say... No, you're not saying... Someone's going to say
You're telling him.
You're telling
you
him.
You are.
So pretend this is like...
Yeah,
so
it's really
like
cool. We've got Lewis Capaldi coming to our wedding.
No. I think you've got the wrong idea for what we're trying to do here.
You need to ask before you receive.
I'm getting claustrophobic just looking at you.
Our guests aren't going to see this and then think that... Look, you have to ask... Pretend it's like a charity appeal.
Mm. I don't know what you're asking me to do. Please, Lewis, can you come to our wedding?
Yes.
Yeah, but you have to ask him, so why? So get teared up.
Oh, Lewis, I have a really lovely group of friends and such yummy food and the sun is out and
the
it's,
bar.
You know, the bar's there.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Jamie's there.
Yeah.
I'm there.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope both of you
I might be
up.
There.
Yeah.
Grace is going to be there.
Yeah, flower girl.
She's going to be the ring girl.
I'm singing if you don't turn up. So if you could turn up.
And singing your song.
Yeah.
And Soph, what do you want to sing? Go on, sing it. What is it?
I mean, they're all a bit depressing, though.
Yeah, but go on. So here we go. For the first time. So gonna go, for the first time.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs.
Grace,
Zing. And then.
No, I don't like
And then
singing.
He's going to sing what?
This is now. No, stop. I can't.
I don't even know what that was.
No, I don't like singing. I have very bad problems with words.
But what's the Lewis Capaldi song?
Well, you sing it then.
I know what it is.
Go on then.
Stay another day.
Stay with me.
I think we should end the pod. It's been great having you.
We're
on.
Done.
A really good episode.
Honestly, someone's fighting.
but I think what the problem is that people think it's like a big thing's going to happen, right?
Yeah, because your fucking podcast is called Nearly Weds. You have bigged this up.
We've really bigged it up.
For Christ's sake.
We've really bigged, and nothing's going to happen. And so at the end of our life,
fuck's sake, so we're putting it down like this. All our,
at the end of our live
no
show,
real friends, they'll all be like, "Fuck, we're not coming now."
At the end of our live show, Sophie and I were like, we need to end it with something quite cool and exciting.
Yeah, of course.
So we were like, well, let's get a fake Robbie Williams
right
to come on, which
is that
was fine. Anyway, I got on stage, Sophie and I were stage, we're saying goodbyes, and I said, listen, I can't believe I'm saying this for one night and one night only.
Yeah.
Please, I can't believe I'm saying this, please, welcome to the stage, Mr. Robbie Williams.
The crowd goes wild.
Went wild. Two girls in the front like started crying. They were like so excited, the whole thing. And then Robbie comes out like this, and it was, let me entertain you.
Spot
and
on.
He comes out and goes, and I had
mic
to go,
off.
I had to go, no. Robbie, your mic's off. What? And that's when everyone realised it wasn't
what
Robbie Williams.
What makes it even better was my mic wasn't off. And so all you had was me going, let me.
And then going like, the church.
Oh my God, look, his wife's on stage. The whole thing was just me, mic on.
And then Sophie walked off stage and she didn't realise her mic was on. That was cringe.
Yeah, everyone heard it. Perfect.
That's why someone needs to be controlling that mic. Yeah. Did you shit yourself a bit though doing a show? Because it is a bit scary.
I really didn't, but you kind of did.
Did
but
you?
I think I looked like I shat myself because everyone came up afterwards and was like, you were nervous, weren't you? But Jamie helped you out. I was like,
I'd be like, you're uninvited to the fucking wedding. How about that? It was,
but you found it nerve-wracking, right, for your live show.
Yeah, no, I don't remember any of it. I was blackout.
You've got to be.
Are you fucking joking me? If you think I'm getting up there sober... God
is it
sake.
Just you who does it on your own?
Yeah, and that's why it's even worse.
Fuck,
I've
yeah.
got to hold that thought.
Oh.
That's full on.
Yeah, I know. It's awful. And I'm just sat there like, and you know, sometimes the alcohol wears off a little bit halfway through and you're like, oh, I am doing this now. And I've got about 40 minutes left. So I've really got to pull this out my ass. It's terrifying.
Does Billy make an appearance?
No, but he was backstage the whole time. He was running around like a headless chicken, bless his soul. Oh. And do you know what? A lot of people wanted to fuck him. At the shows too. And I thought, you wouldn't get this on Nearly Weds, would you? You wouldn't get someone trying to mount you, would you? Well, they might have done it.
I honestly, for this whole time, still can't get the image of you on your all,
same.
On all fours.
I picture you going with a belt. Billy, it's time.
When did the bell come into? Yeah, you no. just made that up in your weird fantasy there.
Why is there a belt with a bell on it?
Yeah, I've had real imagery going on.
I might try this now. Do you ever do role play together?
No.
Really?
Do you do role play?
No, but sometimes I'd like to think that like when we're like 6 years in, we'll be out. That was me out dancing.
What are you doing? You're walking out dancing?
I'm dancing. This is me.
What, you're walking out of a room?
No, I'm in the room.
Oh, wait, so you're by yourself in the room?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
I'm dancing.
You look Somebody like you're holding like plates on your head.
Okay.
Move the head, it's freaking me out.
Whoa.
Oh, there we go. Okay,
Robbie Williams is in. And then I see Bill from the other side, just gone to get me a drink, bless him. And I go, hey, what's your name? And then we pretend we don't know each other.
Oh, you're doing like a stranger one.
And then I think that could like, once 6 years in, could spice things up a bit.
We should try it now. Let's pretend I'm Billy. Okay.
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 All
right.
Yeah.
Can you leave?
Is that all
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. You're the DJ on the decks. Go.
Okay. Okay.
Let me just watch.
All right. Oh, hey.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, not too bad.
What's your name?
Barry.
Wow, love the fleece.
Thanks very much. A little bit hot in here, but that's all right.
Bet it is. Take it off. Is that appropriate? I'd say I'll talk to someone in the club. Can't hear you. I'll probably be going, what?
Speak louder. What was
also,
that?
Why am I wearing a...
You look like Jamie Lang.
Also, what I love about it, the whole scenario was different. You were dancing through that. However, I still have to be wearing the fleece.
Yeah, I don't know why I brought that in. Some people do, you know, like the Canada Goose jackets, and they're like, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Cap on them, like beanie on them.
Yeah,
and
I think you're selling drugs, probably. There's no need for you to be wearing that jacket.
I remember I went to a 16th party once.
Why? Well, what the hell?
Yeah, the other day.
It's on the register, bless him.
I went to a 16th party when I was younger. So I got my hay fever kicking in. I went to a 16th party when I was 16, And I decided to go as like a, as a bin man.
No, that makes sense. What?
No, like a trash can. I went as a trash can.
Was it fancy dress?
It was fancy. Yeah.
You should have specified that before.
It was fancy, and I wore a bin liner. I don't know if you ever wore one. You can't.
No. No.
Funnily enough,
I was boiling.
Cooking up a
you
storm.
Look boiling now. Like, can we take the fleece off? Someone give him a fan.
If I take my fleece off, my head comes off.
Oh, you meant to laugh that.
That was such a dad joke. That's why I was laughing.
Ha, ha, ha. Come on, let's unzip it, honey. The right. Little red face.
You can take this off.
Oh, my God, don't get hit the mic because he can't be doing that again.
He's been squatting him seriously.
Oh, my God. He's like a new man.
Imagine I was wearing a quarter zip.
I'd be like, why is it like, you know, the dolls where you keep undoing it? And there's another one inside.
What, the Russian dolls?
Yeah.
I just keep getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
Like, why is there more clothes on underneath?
I just keep getting smaller and smaller.
It's not hard to do.
Until I disappear.
Oh, bless his soul. Okay, you guys live together, don't you?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Is there, what icks do you guys have living together? Like, is there anything you've noticed and been like, fucking wish he'd move out now?
Shitting with the door open. Instant.
Why did you do that? The shit particles are flying everywhere.
Pop is squeezing his back hairs. Instant ick.
You fart in your sleep.
Get out. We're still on nanny lads, and there's rules. Okay. And this isn't real alcohol, so I am fully sober right now.
Sorry.
I do not fart in my sleep. I never fart.
I've woken myself up farting before.
Yeah, it's
a terrible fry,
isn't it? Well,
do you want to know something? Once I was asleep, this is wild, I'll probably cut this out. Once I was asleep, and my Bill's room is right next to his brother's room, very thin wall. I'd say like plaster. Do you know what I mean? That kind of thing. And I was asleep and I did the loudest queef that I thought.
Queef?
Yeah, we just, I'd fallen asleep after. And I did the loudest queef. I thought someone was breaking into the house. And it woke me up. And I was
so you must have passed out quite quickly.
laying on my back is actually very tiring. So, but yeah, it woke me up and I thought, fucking hell, I need to see a gynecologist. Because that was in the amount of air that was probably in there. Was crazy.
Do you every time you do it go, it wasn't me?
No, I
go,
was like, it wasn't me. I literally was like, it was in the house. And I was like, I know everyone in this house heard that because it shook the fucking walls.
Grace thought someone was breaking it.
It was
who is
so
it?
Who is it? Who is it?
Just my vagina walls.
I'm gonna burst.
Oh,
I'm actually a mouse.
Stop telling me I'm gonna burst because I will.
That was me trying to make you feel better about fighting in your sleep.
I never, but
queefing. What icks do we have about each other? Icks
farting. I really don't like it. And he lifts the bouchie and goes, like he's a dog cocking his leg. I'm like, you know.
Are you joking? The ick I have about you is that when you go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, you don't, I see you go and pee and you don't flush the loo.
Yeah, because I'm saving the planet, bitches.
Fucking do that. But do you know what? And then the next day you go in there in the morning, I think, fucking hell.
I know.
What's happened here?
But I do.
And I know you don't drink very much water, so I know that smells like asparagus.
It looks like a Barocca has been. Yeah. It's honestly like.
Oh,
it is. It's shocking. It's
a
shocking.
Barocca.
That's what.
That's unbelievable.
That's one of my ex. What are they? I don't really have many. What are the ex?
No,
I'm
quite a clean person.
You're very clean. What do I have ex about you that really like. Oh God, you just leave like you leave lights on and
I don't have any icks. Lists.
Yeah. Leave
lights on.
You leave lights on, you leave like the fridge open sometimes. Like
sometimes I'm hungry, I go for a wee and then I come back and realise where I am.
You the amount of deliveries that come to the house is just crazy.
Influencer, what can I say?
Yeah, listen, hashtag gifted, what can you do?
It's crazy. Grace, it's crazy.
Sorry, you didn't get
you don't get sent anything.
I don't get anything. The amount of gifts that, or whatever, these parcels arrive all the time. That's a real annoying
Well,
thing.
What's your Rick? This is your time to get back at him now.
Two very simple ones. Squeezing the black hairs on the nose. To be fair to him, he's got a really clean face. Like, he doesn't have a single black hair.
Yeah, I see that.
But he squeezes, there's nothing there, and it drives me mental. Pooing with the door open is vile. And then asking me to come into the room to watch his TikToks with Spencer whilst he's shitting.
That's crazy.
And he won't stop. He's like, Sophie, come here. Please let me know if it's funny.
How long's are your shits?
Oh, Grace.
That is a lot.
There's no clock that can count them.
We need a sundial.
And then
or
farting.
I do not. You're making me sound like I'm gross.
You're quite a bottom.
I liked it when we first started dating. And suddenly I kept finding a bin in front of the loo. And it's where Sophie...
Oh, where you put your feet up.
I didn't know that
Why
was a thing.
Why did I leave it there?
Do you know what, though? Like, at the end of the day, we've got good bowels. So that's... actually a flex, if anything, because you poo better if you like that.
Yeah.
All comes out
one
way.
Or put them on like the seat if you really
Oh, Jesus. I mean, imagine someone walking in on that though.
I need to sit there on my throat. Just go, hold on.
It's all right, just down the oh. Don't die, you got a wedding soon. Thank you.
Thank
Onto
you,
weddings. I'm glad you got the icks out of the way. You guys nervous?
I think you're pretty nervous.
I'm quite nervous.
What are you nervous for?
Walking down the aisle.
Yeah, because what if you trip?
Is he going to cough again?
No, but I don't know why. I don't know why you're nervous about walking down the aisle. It's like the most exciting thing
no,
in the
but
world.
Everyone's watching you.
Gee, I don't get this, Grace. I don't understand.
I'd forget how to walk.
And also, I don't my heels.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're quite small.
I think it's like Give the most exciting freaking thing in the entire world. The fact that we're getting married together, we're best buds. We get to walk down the aisle and like then confess our love in front of all of our friends and family. That is lit.
Lit.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. Well,
do you not get scared? Like my big thing is kissing, you know, your man and wife or whatever. And you kiss in front of everyone. I'd do this. I'd go like
Same.
That.
We might have to go.
How would you do it?
I'm going to...
You're just going to peck me?
Yeah. I'm
Are you not going to snog him?
No, we're not doing it now.
Yeah, come on. Let's do a little
peck. Yeah, I'll be the person.
Okay, really, yeah, here we go.
Yeah, Jamie and Sophie.
No.
Done your vows. No, go on.
He's going to cough again.
Done your vows. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I guess I should probably pronounce you man and wife. No? Husband
man
and wife?
Husband
and wife. Just in case anyone's unsure.
You're a wife?
Woman. Oh, fucking hell. I was going to go woman and wife. Husband and wife. You may now kiss the bride. Why was your mouth open? Why was your mouth
Why
open?
No.
That was crazy.
Are you joking?
I'm glad we practiced that.
Are you joking?
Jesus. Sophie, he went in like this.
I'm scared.
You should be. They nearly swallowed you whole.
Cheek. Go.
Are you opening your mouth?
Yeah, no, why are you doing that?
Are you joking? How are you meant to kiss?
Pout.
Oh,
God, that looked like an asshole.
I've forgotten how to kiss.
That was wild.
We're not doing it here. I'm not doing it with cameras.
Come on, give me a kiss.
This podcast really big, so lots of people did it.
Well, why are you giving me a kiss, What is this?
No, well, I don't like it. There's viewers all over the place.
That we kiss on camera.
They're all hidden cameras. Please, yeah, give her a kiss on the forehead. No, because now I'm really dissecting your kiss here.
Okay,
yeah, he does a...
Oh, wow.
That's what he gives
No, no, give me a kiss.
Okay, that was all right. That was fine.
Yeah, you just closed your mouth and smiled at me. Is that what's going to happen? Are you not a little bit excited about getting married to me?
Oh, she's a bit nervous.
What do you mean she's a bit? Why are you talking about yourself in the third person?
It's quite scary.
It's quite scary. Yeah. Grace, when do you see yourself getting married?
Fucking hell, I don't know. When I'm going to do it when I start ending up putting on weight, because then I'm going to be like, I'm not going to go to the gym, so it has to be now. Before I get too big.
Yeah, now.
It has to be now.
Now.
This could be next week and I'll be like, shit, the metabolism has slowed. We have to go. All missions go.
But can I ask, because I think it's a thing about like all eyes on you. I don't mind that. Do you mind that?
The thing is, right, is I have quite a hunched back. And with everyone watching me, there will be a time where I go. And I know at that point, the photographer's going to press click and I will fight him. And that's just the issue. And the other issue is the first dance.
So you're going to listen at some point, you're just going to go, oh.
You know, like a giraffe, this is my natural, like if I'm sat down, I'm like this because it's so comfortable. But the thing, like, I don't know, a wedding's a long fucking day as well.
So wait, what's your natural state?
My natural state.
Yeah, your natural state.
Would be like this. I would Why say genuinely.
What? You look like one
I
of those...
bought a back brace off TikTok shop. And my friend told me, she was like, you cannot wear that shit. That's crazy. And it made my tits hang over the top of it. So like I was milking. It was awful. Awful, genuinely. What was the original question?
I had an aunt that you did that.
You're asking the question.
Oh, no. No, I'm sorry, a back brace with your tits. I'm picturing like a massive skimmed.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It was like that. And then it just had my belly out on the side there. Like some sort of fucking strung beef. It was crazy. And it didn't even work.
I like the idea that you're going to be like this the entire time. And then suddenly go, I'm a bit tired.
Yeah, like a deflate into my seat.
There she is. I got her. Just be natural. This is me natural.
That's, yeah, but do you know what it is as well? My neck goes forward. So if I'm standing up straight, it's still like that. Thank you.
Do you know why that was? Why? I used to straighten my hair when I was younger and I didn't want it to crimp. So I'd go like this at school so it wouldn't crimp at the back.
Were you bullied at all at school? Yeah, was it a hard time for you?
Why would you do that? So your neck grew. You're saying your neck grew in that
position. So like this, and then it just molded into that. My mum used to go poke in the back.
Oh my God.
Wait, yeah, she had a heart attack. Your whole body molded because you were
like, yeah, because like, every day it's just getting like, used to that.
Your hand would just stay like that.
Would it? Yeah.
Are you joking?
You'd have like athlete's hands.
Yeah, like yeah. athletes.
That's are you crazy. Joking? You think if you weren't.
No, my finger's wonky because I wrote with a pen all my life.
Well, I mean, that's not a unique experience.
Yeah. Your fingers are
because I wrote with a quill.
No, but I've got a dent in my finger from where I hold my phone. Why am I doing that, rock on? I've got a dent in my finger.
What, because of your phone?
Yeah, you've probably got one too.
I don't have one.
20 hours of scrolling on TikTok. No, yeah. Don't you?
Maybe how do you scroll?
Maybe I just have a deformity. I just hold it like that.
Really on my hands like this. Every morning I have to do this.
It's all coming out now. Thank you for the clickbait.
Also, I was in all boys' school. That was the others.
Yeah. No.
That's why they were so high. Yeah,
that was all the teachers. I don't want to do anymore.
That's why he never got detention, bless him.
Yeah.
So, first dance. Yeah. Have you practiced your first dance?
No.
Are you going to?
No.
Just a two-step.
Sorry, I'm laughing a lot. And that mixed with hay fever.
Bless him.
I get confused.
He's upset.
Yeah, I'm really sad about it. Honestly, it's emotional thinking about it.
You're going to have a lovely dance on your own, aren't you? Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
Maybe I'm not going to shimmy. I'm very excited to... we got our first dance coming up, and I think we're going to do something very like...
I'm literally doing a 1, 2, 3. Done. Bring everyone out.
Okay, fine.
I honestly, there's a thing. Okay, when we did our live show, right? Soph was a bit like apprehensive about doing it. And then when we did it, she like home runned it, knocked it out of the park. She's unbelievable. And then afterwards, she's like, oh God, that was so much fun.
So you're thinking this will be the same reaction. She's going to have the same
with the wedding. 100%.
You won't, I think. Dancing's so much. That's like doing Strictly and thinking I'll do that again. Any bastard.
Yeah, no.
Do you know what I mean?
Especially with this really good dance.
I got to the final of Strictly. I'm an amazing dancer.
God, anything.
Doing Strictly Come Dancing was actually the worst thing I've ever done.
Really?
No,
that question wasn't asked, but let's go into
it. Well, my mum said she was like, you should do it. I was like, no, Bake Off.
No, you on Strictly would be really good.
I mean,
with the neck.
Hunchback, yeah. Doing the cha-cha. It'd be awful.
Yeah, but when it's movie week...
I'd be the Hunchback.
No.
Notre Dame. No, do you know what?
And you could be dancing with the bell.
Would I? On all fours.
You can start on all fours and then the lights come up.
Really? That's my go-to. I hope I stay in for movie week and then that's it. But some people, when they do wedding dances, they do this whole choreography where they all come out and they're like, find that cringe.
I find that cringe.
But it's cringe if you're like a proper dancer.
But who's putting Uptown Funk on at a first dance?
Yeah, I know. That's the weird thing. Yeah. But I've seen these ones on TikTok where this like couple come out and they're doing this together.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is fun. 2.5 minutes in and they're still like...
They're still going.
And you're like, oh my God.
And you can't go to the bar
because
it's rude. Yeah. I think that's a shout. 3 seconds in, everyone up. I think I'll skip the dance. We'll just have dancing or something.
Maybe I'll do the same.
No, you're with me. Like,
love how you're
together.
Now.
Well, maybe you can do your own little dance, and then you go, come on, crowd.
No, honey.
And you come in with the crowd.
Yeah, you come in. Oh, like that.
Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
Yeah, bringing them all in. Come on.
Yeah.
Like it's West Side Story.
Yeah.
I like it.
And we could go,
No. I want credits there.
I want to be an American.
No.
I didn't know what, I thought you were going to sing American Idiot, and I was like, why is that on the playlist for the wedding? So,
what what would be your ultimate wedding song? Give it to me.
Is for no
dancing to
I
that.
Got that straight away though.
dancing to that.
Okay. Yeah, because then you could be like, or you could be like,
is for the way you look.
Because then your hands are occupied. All right, she's got an ass. That's why she can do that. I'd be stuck on that one. I'd be like, let me edit or something. Do you think you guys are gonna seal the deal on your wedding night?
No.
Yeah, I think 100%.
I think we'll be quite tired that night.
No, I think...
I don't think you'll get it up. The amount of drink, I don't know if you will.
That's your nightmare in the morning.
Yeah, shit.
Don't come in yet.
No.
It's like Wolverine.
He's been summoned.
I'm ready. I think we definitely will. Of course we're going to have sex on our wedding day. Are you kidding me?
My thing is, right, I think it's overrated. Some people wait 8 weeks before their wedding day to
we
be
wait
prepared
8 weeks
for it.
All the time.
Wait. So,
that's how you know you're ready to get married.
Wait,
that's
so hang on, you wait 8 weeks?
Yeah, so then you're all your balls are full for the wedding night. But the thing is, I'd say
that's
maybe like
cool.
After you've said yeah, you'd, I don't know what you do, maybe like sign papers or something. And then you just quickly go in a room, quickly get it out, and then you can go and enjoy your night. Do you know?
Because
then,
you
can get very drunk.
Are you joking? That's very me. Do you know what they used to do like back in like in Tudor times? I think when the king and queen got
something,
married,
yeah.
Everyone used to watch them. Yeah, like in a room, they would have like the bed and people would have like a gallery around.
Yeah.
We should create a gallery around and everyone could just stand and watch us.
That put me off, I think. Once again, top on, lights off. You're going to have to read it braille for what's happening in that room.
Braille. I would have strobe lighting.
Yeah. So
it'd just be the occasional shot.
So if you go, get on.
Me just going.
Stop.
But you know what? Does it make you feel a bit weird that, you know, on wedding days, everyone's like, they're shagging tonight. Everyone knows you're going to shag on your wedding
day.
Night.
How was last night?
Oh,
I fell asleep.
Baby, we're going to have sex on our wedding
night. Are we going to have real passionate sex?
Are we going to?
I feel like your child. I feel a bit sick.
No, I feel a bit sick too. Like, this is a...
Yeah,
this is a podcast. I keep forgetting. Well, I think that, look, we had friends who have scheduled in time to have sex.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah.
They have lists, I reckon, yeah.
No, we did.
Who?
We're not going to say their names, but we know them.
That's weird, no.
They scheduled in the time to have sex. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, quite weird.
I don't know.
I think really...
Grace is going for the drink now.
Yeah.
Give me a minute.
Well, I don't know. I think that getting married is like there is a lot going on. Also, it's like a really weird, like strange thing. You have all of your friends and family there.
Yeah.
It's like intense. Mm. You have to walk down the aisle. You have to do a dance. You have to do speeches. You have
that
to stand up and say all these different things. Like everything is like really hectic and all that kind of stuff. At the end of the night, I actually just think you're knackered.
Yeah. I agree.
Thank God you're saying that.
Yeah, I just think you're knackered at the end of the night. And
was there any beef when you guys chose your like bridesmaids? What is it? Is it a groomsman? A man?
What did you have, Sophie?
I was smooth sailing, but you, on the other hand, have chosen 14.
I have a lot of groomsmen.
Got enough suits for that. Probably sold out a fucking shop.
Mm-hmm, a lot of suits. Oh, but we're doing black tie.
Of course you are. I love that.
Yeah, we're doing black tie.
What relevance is that?
Well, I don't know. It's quite a nice thing.
He's
to
painting
just
the scene.
So you know.
Yeah, so it's about storytelling. I'm painting the scene. So we got black tie, and I've got groomsmen, and I have three best men, two best men, one best woman.
Not actually at all.
Mm-hmm. And that was pretty tricky. There was no drama involved in that, really.
You just had to include everyone.
Yeah, but it's hard, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, I'd just be like, if you want to do it, do it.
Yeah.
No one would step forward. I'd be like, I'll have the cat do it then. That's the case. My mum probably wouldn't even be asked. She'd be like, when's this over then?
You'd have your cat be your bridesmaid.
Like, you know, the ring bearer.
A little dress.
Yeah, you'd probably shit on the middle of the flight.
How do you do it? It's tricky though. And it's like kind of like a political thing as well. When you're asking
it's tough.
It is tough, isn't it? Because I think everyone has some problems when they do it. Because you feel... Also, when you invite people to weddings, like that's quite tough because...
Oh, well, Jamie's invited everyone.
Yeah, I've invited everyone.
Botox, doctor, therapist, everyone.
The therapist needs to make notes on that night on what
she
to
said,
unpack.
No, I can't come. This
oh, really?
Inappropriate.
Yeah, we asked the therapist and she said it's inappropriate.
Not we, you.
That's hilarious.
I asked her and she said...
So you're having like quite a big wedding then.
Yeah.
Fair.
We got like 200 people coming.
Yeah, fair. I'd put the invite on TikTok.
But do you know, our friend put the invite up on social media.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. And then now we've got people RSVPing who aren't even invited to the wedding.
Well, what do you do then? You can't go, sorry.
Got a bouncer.
Yeah. You're so high.
We've got a bouncer coming. But also, it's also weird because we have loads of like extended family and things like that. So we're freaking out as well that the people who have RSVP'd who we don't know are potentially friends or
like,
boyfriends.
Do we know them or don't we?
Do you know
we?
What you need to do? You need to be like, guys, just email this if you want to come. And then you'll have all the emails.
That's a good idea.
And then you can work through it and be like, sorry, you emailed too late. We're now full.
It's honestly the biggest headache. Getting married is so much. Are you good at admin?
No.
Yeah.
It took me a minute to clock what you meant. So that's how good I am at that. No.
You did. You looked away like in a distant way and then came back. And you were like, admin? No, I don't know what that is.
I don't even make lists.
But you know what I mean? So it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Don't do it.
Well, this is what I was going to move on to. Mm-hmm. You've had your stag.
Yeah.
Someone got lost in the snow.
Yeah.
Nearly died. Oh, someone was like, it's not funny though, is it? They could have died. And I was like, I found that quite funny.
It was actually the funniest thing.
But have you had your hen yet?
No, it's the weekend after our English wedding.
What?
I know. That's a bad luck though, is it? Paris.
Oh.
Am I meant to know?
We.
It's
all I've got up my sleeve. Love that.
Your Paris wedding is going to be...
Wedding? I'm getting married to a Frenchman out there. Can't.
Your Paris wedding is going to be... Yeah, what? Your Paris hand. Yeah, sorry, I'm sorry.
We'll get there.
Can't get over it. Your Paris hen is going to be great, I think.
You're getting a stripper.
I don't know anything.
Oh, so someone else planned it for you?
Yeah, my sister, my maid of honour, has planned it all. So she's told me outfits and I'm just skedoodling there. And then I'm like,
would you want a stripper?
I think it would
be get one last cock.
Well, I mean, I've had Magic Mike.
Not to have that cock. Sorry,
And I'll just clap.
I'll just send you a photo.
Yeah. What are you doing? What?
You like this. The next morning I'll come home and
Oh no. Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands. No. Let me see your hands. Have you ever had a stripper before?
No, of course I haven't.
Really?
You've never had a stripper?
With Magic Mike the other night. No, but I have. And you acted surprised.
Once at my management's Christmas do, and he had a plastic cock and he made it accidentally fall out. And I was like, that's crazy.
He had a what?
Billy was like, what the fuck? And I was like, I just want to say, it was plastic before anything happens here.
Wait, say something
again. He was dressed as Santa. This man came in with a big old sack and he came in. And then, well, you know that song came.
No, what was that song?
What is that song? Well, you know what I mean?
No, do not.
Okay, if you're horny, ride to it. That's no, ride it, pony. So
how does it go?
I'm not doing it again.
No, so I'm Santa, I walk in.
Okay, well, take off the sack. And then he strips off his little Santa thing. Gets people on the chair and he, bless him, he was so consensual. Before he'd do anything, he goes, you okay with this? And I thought, the thing is, you've ruined the moment there by going, can I whip my plastic off? Yeah. And then does it. But it was a religious experience.
And he had
experience.
A plastic penis?
Yeah, and then he did this, right, when he took it off and then he had it little like dangling there.
Oh my God.
And then we were all like, oh my God, cock alert. And then it actually was just plastic.
It's not plastic.
No, that was a plastic cock.
Where's his actual
real
cock?
Tiny toddler.
I don't know, probably tucked in between the cheeks. I don't know how big it is.
Why was he using a plastic one?
I don't know. And do you know what? He had a great time. He was consensual.
I love the idea. Well. Are you okay with this?
Imagine if they went, no, he'd be like,
no. Well.
Rewind the track. Thank you. But no, I think strippers. But then stag do scare me.
They're a little bit scary. They're intimidating.
Yeah. No, for Sophie. I'm not talking about you.
Well, my stag do was all right because we were like skiing and it was over 4 days.
And you know, you don't take your clothes off really when you ski.
Oh, he did. We got naked photos.
I didn't get naked at all. That
I got a photo of you stood next to a guy with your top off.
Really?
Yeah, good that you remember that.
I didn't even remember that.
What else do you remember?
I didn't even remember that. Yeah. No, I think we had a friend who nearly died because he was walking through. We have one of my other friends who came in the stag do because we drank a lot. He's now gone to a silent retreat for 2 weeks.
Stop it.
Yeah, he's gone to a silent retreat.
That's worrying.
Yeah, that's how you know it was a tough.
It was just a heavy drink.
The altitude, though. We went to the same place that you did. You know the place with the massive bottles of whatever the fuck
folly,
it is?
The folly douche,
that's
right?
That's it, folly douche, whatever. And then the altitude makes you feel so much more drunk. You know these sick fucks were skiing down the hill blackout drunk?
That was not me. No, that was not
no,
me.
No, yeah, that's not really ski. Not allowed.
That
that's
is actually sketchy, yeah.
Yeah, no. I thought, who did the risk assessment for that? But it makes you feel more drunk up there.
And also, the people say the hangovers are fine the next day. The hangovers are
that's
not good.
That's such a lie.
It's
I've
a
never
complete
heard more
lie.
Of a lie in my life.
That the hangovers are the worst thing in the world when you're that high. I honestly went to breakfast one morning on the second day and I was like looking, I was booking flights home. I was like, I've got a meeting.
I have to go.
I've got a meeting I've got to get to. Oh, God, I forgot.
And it's when you go outside and it's cold and you just think, should have done Bahamas.
Should have just done a night in London.
Should have done Tenerife.
Should have done a night in London.
Should have done a
spa. Yeah, no, seriously. Well, that's over and done with now. You don't have to worry about us now.
I've got a surprise for your hair. I'm excited.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I've organized it's him stripping with a plastic cup.
Yeah, what is that?
Wow, wow, wow. Wow. You okay with this? Wow, wow, wow. But I instead of a cock, I just have a plastic vagina.
The marriage would be off. Straight away, I'm like, I've got to rethink some things. Just
move it off and got it
under. No, I'm pissed for the rest of the week.
You have my back brace on.
Wow, wow.
I got Grayson's back brace. Told you it was a surprise.
No, you couldn't have guessed that, to be fair.
Stop it.
Sorry, this is so good.
Well, I want to do Mr. and Mrs. with you both.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, God, hold on. Question one. Oh, wait, so purple, Sophie.
And I'm orange.
You're orange. But first, who carries the podcast more?
Ooh.
Ooh.
I don't know. I think you do.
Oh, look at us being humble.
No, I'm not even being humble.
Think the one where you cried, you carried that one.
That was intentional as well.
Episode I've ever watched in my life.
It's unbelievable.
It was so good.
It's unbelievable.
You shat your pants.
My God.
Sorry, Sophie.
Like, she started crying and she was like, I'm out. And I was like, oh my God, she's actually
all
like,
the stuff that got cut as well, you should have had me. I was like, you are dead to me.
Yeah, there was no.
Well, the producers sat there like,
I got all texts from them. They were like, we really don't like upsetting you. Because I was like, you all fuck me over.
And it was just about a drunken text she sent me. And I was like, oh my God, this has gone. She was really hungover.
That's incredible. And it's the way you just came back, like, anyway.
Yeah. And she went, oh, I've just overreacted here, but it's all right. And I was like, oh my God.
How are you meant to move on from that?
Yeah, but Sophie, actually, I'm going to save you because without Sophie, honestly, her.
Well, there would be no podcast. It's just the Jamie show.
But you are so funny.
Okay, next one.
Okay. Yeah. Whose podcast do you think is better, yours or yours?
Mine. Wednesdays.
Or Private Parts.
I think mine's better.
Nah. Oh, really? Me and Melissa got a better bond than you, Matt.
You think so? All right. Okay, give it to you.
Okay. Who wears the trousers in the relationship?
I actually wear them.
I think you, I mean, from what I've seen today, Jamie.
She's the boss.
I do think you
You're
do.
The boss.
It's me to a limit, and then it's you who scoops in when the times get tough.
Yeah, so honestly, like Sophie like steers the ship, but when the ship's about to hit the rocks, I'm straight in there.
You do all of the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was going to say.
Well,
the shimmy.
The shimmies.
I do all of that. Like, Sophie...
Okay.
All right, there we go again. Yeah, just shut
Who's horniest?
Oh my God.
Oh my
God. Yeah, me.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you know
unbelievable.
What?
Like, honestly. Oh,
sorry, what was that?
Unbelievable. Sophie,
like, I remember the time, I've said this story in the other podcast. We were walking in Mexico once, and we were walking down the street, and I was like... It's made in Chelsea big out here because everyone's looking at us. I was like, this is unbelievable. Anyway, I was like, Sophie, can you see? And she went, yeah, I know. Looked down and Sophie's tip was out. And Sophie was like, oh my God, look at that coming back in.
I was like, why is everyone staring at us?
Hold me
with
back.
Your back.
Yeah.
With my back brace on.
Tits over the top.
Yeah. And it was like, and she was like, oh my God. And I was like, I'm quite horny. Like, honestly, I get...
Okay, next question.
Yeah, but I can't. Yeah, I was like, oh, are you sexually driven? I am right now.
I've got something in my head.
Uh-oh, what's happened? She's having that reaction to Ryla.
Yeah, I'm just so upset. Okay. What about some trauma? Who's the loudest in bed?
We're both pretty...
Silent.
Yeah.
Just waiting for it to be over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready? Done.
Got five more minutes left.
Yeah,
five on the
clock. You wish 5 minutes.
30 seconds.
Who is louder? Come on.
I gave you.
Yeah, probably me.
Okay, fine. Who farts the loudest?
Yeah.
Who throws the most tantrums?
Oh my God.
At least I own it. Look at me.
You only...
Being accountable for my actions.
As you
do you throw tantrums in your relationship?
Yeah, only when I'm hungry. Actually, that's such a fucking lie. Yeah, when I'm hungry, I'm horrible.
Same.
Mm.
I'm like fucking foul.
Yeah, 100%.
But like evil comes out.
Or like if something's not Billy's fault, I'll still find a way to make it. Like the train will be packed and I'll be like, you fucking had to make us catch this one. You fucking idiot.
Yeah, do you know you do that though?
No, 100%. Yeah, and I know I'm doing
As I'm doing it, I'm like, you psychic
bitch.
And
he makes such good points. He's like, was that my fault? And I'm sat there going, no. But outside, I'm like, yeah, it fucking was.
Yeah. Why does that happen?
Being a woman.
I need to blame someone else. It's not me, even though it's probably all my fault.
Thank God you guys realise it sometimes.
Sure, okay. Sometimes it happens.
Okay.
Okay, who... Well, that kind of... Never mind. If you had a baby, who would be more likely to change nappies?
Me.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be good at changing it.
No, you'd like to start eating.
We'll just leave it. We'll just leave it.
We'll do that later. My hands all cramped up.
Future Jamie. Yeah.
We'll just leave that. He'll be all right. We'll leave it. Later.
Who... Oh, sorry, that was a weird one. Mm-hmm. Who's punching the most?
Oh, come on. Oh, shut up. Get out of here, be honest.
Yeah, that's me honest.
Okay, all right.
Who'd rinse the other one most if you got a divorce?
He would, little bitch.
Fair. You think I would rinse the most? I think I would do silent.
No.
Take me to the ground. I think, honestly, if we got divorced, I'd just silent. Done.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'd be brutal.
Yeah.
I would just...
You're waiting for the text.
Yeah. Oh. I'd be out. I would do that thing which, like, Olivia Wilde got from her ex-husband where he served her on stage. Did you see that?
No.
He got a divorce with Olivia Wilde's ex-husband. Got a divorce, and when she was giving a presentation on stage,
you
got served.
That's
gave papers on stage.
Mad. I think that's
divorce papers on stage.
You'd see me the next day in jail. In jail. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. Who's your celebrity crush?
Pre knowing they were a bad person, Johnny Depp.
Or me too.
Because he has that kind of like...
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, like, I'd only date him as a pirate.
Same. That black eyeliner. Hello.
Love it. And he was like slurring his words. I don't know, I just find there's something intriguing.
So you like Jack Sparrow?
Yeah, Jack Sparrow. Don't really have any others. Oh, weird one. Ross Kemp. Because I could hear him being like, oh yeah. And that's the only reason. Do you remember when he sniffed spice in prison? And that for me was, I've never looked back from that.
When he sniffed spice in prison.
Do you remember that when he went, oh.
Grace, I'm not going to be with you on that one.
That is the greatest. When he sniffed spice in prison, I just never looked back.
And there was that thing, look at me knowing everything about him. But there was that bit where he was, I don't know where he was somewhere, and the guy had a gun, he was like, fucking shoot me. And I was like, what a fucking bloke. What a bloke. So that
I remember when he grabbed it. Why are you pointing that at me?
Yeah.
Don't point that here. I was in the back.
Pointing that. Yeah. Sorry.
I feel ill.
Who's yours?
Who is mine?
I want both of yours. I want to compare notes.
Mine would be...
My Johnny Depp too. I'm with you.
Johnny Depp.
But Jack Sparrow.
Oh, I tell you who I really like.
Kylie Jenner.
Sophia Vergara, but back in the day.
Oh yeah, she's high. My family, Modern Family.
I get that.
Yeah, sexy.
That
fair.
Quite
point.
Like Spanish.
All right.
Well, I'm not Spanish. Yeah, we move.
Yeah, we groove. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Are we not making a song up?
We groove. Okay.
Make sure I said the total opposite to you.
That's what I was thinking. Spanish blonde.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a tan. Yeah. What I like to end the podcast on is I like what both of your advice would be to save Grace. Could be life advice, could be shagging advice.
Great. Okay, life advice. What would it be? Life advice that I would give you would be ask for forgiveness rather than permission.
So I should cheat?
Wait.
And if you're going to do that,
wait,
motto,
and also,
I'll be in prison tomorrow.
Yeah. No, actually, don't. That's a terrible one. That is the worst one.
Crazy. Too late.
No, I'm not going to say
that. We've seen your tooth now.
What? My tooth.
We've seen your tooth now.
Mine would be to keep being you. Wear that back brace.
Thank you. Okay, next Brit Awards, you'll see me with the back brace.
With the tits out.
If you wore the back brace of the Brit Awards, that would...
On nothing else.
I'd be like, nothing else, just nipple covers.
Nothing.
And
there.
A leaf over the purse.
Do you know what would be bad, though? Yeah. If you wore that at the Brit Awards, I killed it. And then it was in no papers as well.
Yeah, and I still would be hunched as well, somehow.
Because everyone thought, that's Andy. Be like, oh, poor her.
No, they aren't. I'd get good seats, though, maybe. So fair. Maybe we're sorted. Thank you. Okay, so be yourself and cheat.
What do you wear? What do you wear on your
bike? You know what sumo wrestlers wear? But I'd wear that in black so it kind of looks like a bum brace. Or jock strap. I'd wear a jock strap.
And hold a cricket bat.
Yeah. Yeah, with a hand like that. It's just going to be sponsored by this pod. That's what I'm going to do. Watch out next year. I might actually do it.
Oh my God. Hey, Grace, I do want to say congrats on all your success, dude.
Thank you.
Killing it. You're doing so good. This podcast is amazing. The way that you interview people is unreal. Your show, everything. Hey, big congrats to you, dude.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
You stole all the good words, but I second it.
Times two.
My cheeks hurt from laughing.
And thanks for having us on. We loved it.
You guys have been great guests. It's been fucking hilarious.
It's been freaking great.
It's been 10 out of 10.
Can we have a kiss now?
Well, and with that, if you've been watching, give it a like and subscribe. If you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.